Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and happy Friday!
I'm in love.
What's your top 3 days of the week? Go.
Top three. Number one, Thursday. Number two is...
Thursday. Why?
Because it's got everything still to come. Because you wake up Friday, can't wait for the rest of this day. Friday is number two. And then number three, probably Saturday. Yours?
I'd go with Friday at the top. Yeah, Friday. Bit of everything.
Friday has got a bit of everything, hasn't it? You've got work.
Yeah.
But you've also got play.
Play. Saturday, then Thursday. Thursday's up there for me.
Thursday's good.
Thursday's decent. Ethan?
Hello, everyone. My favourite day, Christmas.
Nope.
Birthday.
No.
Whose birthday?
My birthday. Yours, yeah. And I don't really like New Year.
No one's asking about New Year, so no. You didn't even have to bring that up.
What about the Lord's Day?
Yeah. Well, what about Pancake Day, or as Joe calls it, Second Christmas?
I'm going to say Burns Night.
So, this new podcast relies on us three to scour the internet and find three of our favourite headlines of the day, of the week. And then we go around one by one and we just chew the fat, as some people might say.
Not on your diet, but not. We'll chew the lean meat and we'll throw away the fat.
So, your listeners, that was not... Doing anything dodgy.
Yeah.
My story this week is something that I'm finding fascinating on TikTok. We like TikTok?
Yeah, it's good. It is good.
It's addictive, isn't it?
Oh, it's, and then some.
So
I've had heroin that was less addictive than TikTok.
I've got this thing now where I don't watch TikTok on the toilet anymore because I associate then the smell of poo with other things.
I've told you about this, haven't I, that I had with the toilet roll.
What?
When I went...
Weirdly, we had a whole section on toilet roll in the last episode, and you didn't bring this up.
I had... there was a point when I moved to uni to start with where I went to uni and I bought some shea butter toilet roll. Oh, do you know, it's got like a scent built in.
Yeah.
Delicious. Helps aids the experience. It's just more relaxing. But when you're in uni, you have to keep your toilet roll in your room because otherwise 10
people
other
will nick
people
it.
Use it. So it got to the point that because my brain associated the smell of shea butter with poo in, every time I would go into my room after leaving for a few minutes, I'd need a shit.
Really?
I was doing 12, 15 shits a day. So if I smell shea butter now, do you know, like people like to use it as like moisturizer, I will shit my pants.
That's incredible, that. Mm. Clint Boone off these Barrow Carpets once told me some fun, like, not shitting yourself stories, but needing a poo. His best mate loves his attic. He loves his attic. He's just got like a man cave in there. But every time he gets up there, he gets that excited that he's there. He needs to poo straight away.
I think that might be
so. He's climbing up the stairs. He has to run straight back down. And the other one is that he got robbed once, Clint. And obviously, the adrenaline gets what's quite common when you get robbed.
You get an erection.
The adrenaline is so much for the robbers that they're inside the house that they often leave poos.
No.
There was a poo left on his coffee table. So not only a telly gone. There's no shit on the coffee table.
Hey, that's a fair trade.
It wasn't 12. I don't know. I was going to say
it wasn't fair trade.
My story is of a TikTok shop that has gone viral called Wakey Wines. Right? It's in Wakefield. That's why
joking.
It's called Wakey. Wakey Wines. Have you seen these videos?
I've heard of them. What is it?
Essentially, he's gone viral for charging an extortionate amount for KSI and Logan Paul's Prime drink.
Yeah.
Right?
Can we play the video? Let's put the video in.
Any of them. And along the way, he's picked up some sayings, some catchphrases. What's the best shop in Wakey? And they all go, Wakey Wines. Bingo, bingo. And they all go, Gala Bingo. No idea why.
Has he got some sort of affiliate link?
I think so.
Link in the description if you use my code WakeyWines to check out. You get 10% off and one free game of bingo.
His cameraman's called Abdul. So every episode every video goes, Abdul, come closer. Abdul, go back. Which is so fucking tedious. Just, I mean, most have happened once. But they're the three No, here's another thing he does. Where have you come from?
And they Who is he? Cotton Eyed Joe?
And then they give him quite a good description of where they come from. So they go, so the customer's there that have been to his shop to buy this extortion bottle of Prime. Where have you come from? He'll say that to the customer and they'll go, Doncaster. And then he'll ask, where in Doncaster?
No.
Like, he knows Doncaster.
There is no place in Doncaster.
Where in Doncaster?
What do you mean, where in Doncaster? Oh, the Dome.
Yeah, the Dome.
On the race course.
So, why it's gone viral this week and why it's my story of the week is because they have brought out, Prime have brought out these new cans that aren't currently available in the UK. The bottles are, but the cans aren't. And he is charging, and I think this must be a load of shit, £100 for a can.
Fucking
for
hell.
One can. So there's videos, which maybe these are staged, but there's videos of people, customers coming in. He does that. Where are you from? Manchester. Whereabouts Manchester? They say somewhere. He hasn't a clue. Abdul, come closer. Abdul, go back. You know, where's the best shop in Wakey? And he goes, right, that's £1,200, please.
No.
And they fucking give him the money, right? Obviously, KSI and all that have reacted to it, saying, this is crazy. This drink costs £2.50.
Still a lot.
This guy's making a fortune off it. So his account has been banned.
Why?
I think just because he's been ripping people off. Why, do you think that's good business?
I don't think it's good business, but I think if I said to you, do you like this jacket? And you went, yeah. And I went, all right, £50,000 and you can have it.
Yeah.
Hypothetically.
You can see do you like this jacket?
It doesn't matter whether you like the jacket. I don't want your opinion on the jacket. I'm building a world.
Oh.
If I say, Joe, do you like this jacket? And you would say...
You'd have to pay me.
No, say it. Yes. For the
yes!
Right. You can have it if you want it. £50,000. If you then buy it, you're the dickhead, not me.
That's what I think. I think there's
wakey
two things
wines,
happening
more
here.
Like wakey wakey. Because you've got to be... proper joke alert. Because you've got to be sleepwalking if you're spending £100 on a can of pop. I think...
two things happening here.
Capitalism.
One, capitalism yeah, is rife. I think, one, yeah, I agree. Customers are stupid buying it if that's for the price. But I also think, two, is he just putting it on?
And again, though, even if he is, if he's not, if it's not real, I have actually seen a couple of these videos, and some of the customers he has are.
You see the
like,
one that looked like Harry Kane?
No.
Yeah.
Let's put a video in here. The customer looks like Harry Kane, who's on a bad day, bad year.
Imagine that. Harry Kane's hardly fucking David Gandy, is he?
I feel like you need a new reference point for a good-looking man.
All right, then.
David Gandy.
Okay, then.
How old's David
Wolf
Gandy?
Hard, or whatever he's called.
Let me have a look at David Gandy.
Do you want me to have a look
at him? Not Mahatma. He's not that old. He's still in all the adverts.
Is he?
Yeah. I think some of these people, they seem like they would pay
Oh, yeah,
that.
He's quite attractive, actually.
Yeah, he's been a model for 25 years. He's doing all right.
He's 42.
Oh, maybe not 25 years, then. 15 years. Anyway... But if he's just come up with this like joke sort of sketch almost where he's pretending to do it to raise awareness of Wakey Wines, even better business.
It is probably up there with
like,
one of the biggest shops in the UK now.
How can you knock him? I know he's been an extortionate dickhead. He's a twat.
Wow.
He is. No, he is.
He's a reefer.
No, he's a twat. There's also reports that he was a drug dealer.
Okay, well, actually, I like him more than I even did before. If he's doing that, then fair enough, he's a twat. But he's not doing anything wrong, is
he? No, he's not.
Everyone else is making money, making a markup, making profit. How much do you think it takes Coca-Cola to make a bottle of Coke? 2p? And they're selling that for 150. He bought it for £2, selling it for 100.
Have you tried Prime, by the way?
Nah, I won't.
Have you, Ethan?
No, I hate this whole thing. I want to stay away from it.
Yeah. Why do you hate it?
It's just mental, isn't it, that people go like get so excited by this kind of thing and will spend so much money. I mean, I doubt these people are loaded to be spending this much on Prime drink when they could be putting bread on the table.
Is bread's also the name of an energy drink that Ethan tried to bring out about two or 3 years ago.
On XS got sponsored by an energy drink, which I think is now defunct, called Willy's.
Have you seen that one that's called, like, Minge Water or something? What's that one called?
Carabao.
No, not obviously not that.
Not the Carabao. It's Minge Water.
It's not called that. It's called Pussy.
Oof.
But it's just one of those things where they're trying to be a
bit... Where did you think water came from? There's a big link between... There's a big jump in my head between minge water and just pussy.
Hmm?
Oof. Oh.
Clip that.
No.
Clip that and send that to Joe's girlfriend.
Open a timestamp.
But yeah, they're trying to be wacky, aren't they? Oh, Willy. Gives you energy.
What's your story of the week?
Mine's great. Mine is a psychic who predicted the Queen dying says something awful will happen to Prince Andrew.
What? Fucking
hell. A psychic has warned of difficult times ahead in 2023, predicting global food shortages, a revolution in China, and a tragic accident.
That's just someone taking an educated guess.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. Craig Hamilton Parker, dubbed the new Nostradamus, says he can see into the future. He correctly predicted Brexit, Donald Trump becoming president, and even the death of Queen Elizabeth
II. I'm sorry, but them three, let's go through them three ones, right?
Yeah.
Brexit, there was a 50-50 chance of that happening. That's a spin of a coin.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Donald Trump, again, going up against Hillary Clinton, that if he said that even before Donald Trump even said he was going to go into the race for the president, fair enough.
Yeah,
and the Queen, she's 96.
She was 96 at the time of pass. If you think you're a mind reader for predicting someone who is already 17 years older than the life expectancy of a British woman, you aren't exactly a mind reader, are you?
No.
But
so now, what has he said?
Well, now he said that he said he saw a vision of King Charles being hit by eggs, which came true weeks later. I mean, he's sort of saying this after the fact.
How long are his visions, like, valid for?
Oh, what, like, as in, like, a £10 voucher at TGI Fridays?
Yeah. So if he says King Charles is going to get hit by eggs, is that allowed to happen in the next year and he still claims it?
Yeah, well, that's my worry, because I think a lot of people do this, where they say stuff and then you wait long enough and it's going to happen. I was looking at this guy the other day, saw a clip that was circulating, I was like, oh, can you believe this? Saying that China is going to be defunct basically within 10 years, that their entire economy is going to collapse. It's all like a web of lies. No one's got the resources or the knowledge to actually keep this economy up. Yeah. This was in 2022. He said within 10 years, China dead. He literally said it's going to die.
What are you talking about?
This bloke.
Yeah, but what? Can't die, but, can it?
Well, that's what he thinks. And everyone was like, oh my God, this is incredible. Millions of views. I think he was on like Joe Rogan podcast. Millions of views.
Yeah.
Right? I Googled him. And I found an article that says China was going to die within 10 years. The exact same thing, written in 2010. So eventually, if you just keep repeating it for long enough, you might be right.
Some shit.
But all of these people, it's just nonsense.
I've got an idea. Ethan, why don't you make a prediction now about what's going to happen in the future? Be anything.
Ooh, could you give us a topic to narrow my mind?
I don't think it needs narrowing, to be honest. I think narrow-mindedness comes
world
pretty
events.
Naturally.
World defence.
World defence. What's that? It's a new DFS, a new Wix offshoot. World defence. Fucking. Like carpet world.
World events.
Ah, world events. All right. Okay.
Fucking, how many times have we said world events now?
Okay. I would actually like to make. I want something actually to come true. I don't want to see anything too radical.
Oh, well, that completely defeats the object then, doesn't it? What are you going to say? I will eat fish cakes and boiled veg probably 100 times this year. Woo! It's got to be somewhat unlikely, otherwise no one's going to give any credit, are they?
Oh, how
June
about...
June shall follow May. Yeah, that always happens.
How about... I think that... polar bears are going to become extinct within the next 15 years.
Right. Would that be a world event?
Oh, it's very much a sort of Antarctic event, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah. Is that going to start a war or something?
Arctic event.
Ethan, you're all right? You're
maybe. Sorry, I just panicked.
Could you predict
there.
Something within the next year so we can look back at this?
I'm not doing this podcast for 15 years.
Yeah, I'm not going to live for 15 years.
You told me to predict a death?
No.
No.
Where have you been?
You know how
conversations work. Someone says something to you and you respond coordinate. Like, what is this? You told me to predict a death. No one said that.
Sorry, Drew.
You can predict the death, though, but as long as the death is big enough to be a world event.
Yeah, you can't...
Not like Chris Akabusi.
No.
That wouldn't be a world event, would it? But a queen what?
Tell me he'll be okay.
He'd be fine. I've got a good one.
Go on, go on.
Oh my God.
What a world event. Joe Biden dying.
within a year?
He's old, isn't he?
He is, and he's not got that glint in his eye anymore.
That would
be
a world event.
You think Joe Biden's going to die?
Yeah, but if he does die in any weird circumstances, I'm here.
And does Trump take over, do you think? Does Trump come back in the next election?
I don't know. That's not part of my prediction, is it? Well, whoever... What's she called? Who's the vice?
Kamala Harris.
Sounds very sexy, that name, doesn't it? Kamala Harris.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
What's got into you, Joe? I've never seen you like this.
Right, Ethan, what's your world event? Come on.
Oh, big world event. I think that there's going to be...
You've had such a long time to think
about
this.
You don't
mean to go first.
Yeah, go on.
Here's our predictions.
I think that we're going to lose one of the big fast food chains.
Where's it? Really?
I think one of Burger King, KFC, Subway, or McDonald's.
Gone.
Or maybe lower that down to like your TGI Fridays, your Pizza Expresses.
Yeah, just one of those high street names.
The big boys defunct within 12 months.
What? Yeah, that's great. See, Ethan, these are great world.
You'll be like laying like flowers down.
Oh,
won't
mate,
you,
I hope they do a National Day of Mourning. Mackie's went. Be fuming.
Oh my God.
Get the day off.
Oh, okay, I've got one, and I believe this could happen. I believe that we're going to be plunged back in to another pandemic lockdown, but this time the people will not stand, and there'll be an uprising, and democracy could fall.
So extreme.
There was always a risk of asking Ethan for a world
so
event.
So extreme.
He would take
democracy
it to
will
democracy
fall.
Will fall. Ethan, what is your story of the week?
Hello, everyone. Okay, so my
been
story...
Been here for a while.
Yeah, my story of the week is it says, neighbour ordered my grandma to rename her cat. They say it's offensive. Oh, and it God. Is quite a stunning name.
Can we guess?
There is a bit of track record of old people naming their pets racist words. That is a bit of a thing, isn't it? One of my mates, I'm not going to say it.
There you go.
But their dog was way wide of
yeah,
the mark.
Yeah,
name-wise.
I think I know what you mean by that. Yeah,
I mean,
bad, isn't it?
Top shelf rude.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what, they like shout it in the parks and that?
Yeah.
Unspeakable.
All right, well, this one I don't think's racist.
Is that because you think it's not a racist word, or because it doesn't hit your register for what is
racist
and what isn't?
It's not racist. So this is an 85-year-old woman had to change her cat's name because they think it's misogynistic and offensive towards women.
Okay, go for it. Because I don't want to guess, because that might get us in trouble.
Kitty Slut.
Kitty Slut? There's a cat
it's
in the UK called Kitty Slut.
In the UK? Like, whatever you do across the world is up to you, but not on my turf.
Kitty Slut, is that one word or two?
Well, she said it's two. It's like its full name. First name Kitty, second name Slut.
This is Slut for you, to you.
For short.
For short. And so
to you.
So it says here that she named it after her late husband who would flirt with any woman he came in contact with.
So his whole husband
odd,
was
it?
Called Mr. Kitty Slut.
He'd flirt with anybody.
I think that's an illness.
Well, it says, so the granddaughter spoke on her behalf and said, he reminds her of my late grandfather. In her words, he's slim with shiny black hair and loves to play a happy family with any, this is says B then **, so maybe bitches that give some attention, especially that harlot down the road.
This isn't real. This isn't real, is it?
This is wild, this, Ethan.
So, sorry. That was talking about the husband, the dead husband.
Yeah.
The harlot down the road.
Yeah.
Imagine naming your cat after your cheating husband.
Crazy that. What kind of names did you give your animals, Ethan, that your mum slowly killed off one
so
by one?
So we had kicking off with the guinea pigs, Biscuit and Fudge. Then we had rabbits, Davros 1,
Well done. Fucking hell, Joe, watch out. Joe just nearly fell off his feet.
I almost got exterminated there.
Why the one?
Because then after he died, with Davros too.
Wait a sec. You had the foresight as a child to think we better call this Davros 1 because when it dies, I'm not dropping this name for nobody. Davros 2 comes next. You did not call it Davros 1. You called it Davros.
And Davy. Davros or Davy. And then Davros dies. He was lovely, that rabbit. He used to come in and hang out with us all the time. But he had a tumour. So
he liked tuna?
No, sorry, he had a tumour.
Tumour?
What, like a...
Then we had a cat called Demba. We had him for a day, then he went missing. We never saw him again.
Yeah, plays like him as well. Good for a day and then goes missing. That sounds like Demba.
No, Demba Bar was brilliant. But yeah, we had him for a day we had a cottage in Northumberland and we took him there. And we usually just leave the cat just to... just survive for the week. So we go up once a week, leave the food there, and next time we went back up, he disappeared. But rumours have it that people see Demba wander around the streets of Wark to this day.
Really? Oh. I heard that... I didn't hear anything. I love that you say we just left it there to survive for a week. Not like live or thrive.
Well, we had
but simply survive. Just... can this thing stay alive under its own steam?
Well, we had three cats at the cottage who tried to survive called...
Stop saying tried to survive. Why are you putting these cats through fucking bush tucker trials?
Well, we'd go up like once a week or whatever. So there was Rizzler, because I think the...
Rizzler?
The bought a pack of...
Was it smoky coloured?
Well, they bought a pack of Rizzlers, I think, at the same time they bought them.
What kind of shops has Rizzlers and Pets? What's going on?
Rizzlers and cats. I'll have a fucking 30 gram Old Bay. I'll have one of them cats and just a packet of Rizzler as well,
packet
please.
What
do you mean? A cat and some Rizzler?
Well, I think they went on the way to buy Rizzler. They stopped off to buy a packet of Rizzlers. And then
there's your other cat, 12-piece bargain bucket. He did really well, didn't he? He survived for a while.
20 JPS menthol. Mm. He was a lovely dog.
He was called Samami because he was called Samami Puke was his full name. But
Samami Puke?
What the fuck's going on here?
And then they shortened it to Samami.
Why?
Well, just because it's better than saying Samami Puke all the time. And then
I'm not worried about why they shortened it. Why Samami? What does that mean?
Because of his colour. He was like Samami puke colour. And then we had a cat called...
Am I... Is this... is there a word here that I think... he thinks we've heard, but we haven't.
I couldn't tell you what Samami looks like.
What the fuck is Samami puke?
Smarmy.
Smarmy?
Hold on. Now he said it three times.
It's worse.
Still worse.
What is Smarmy puke as a colour? What does that mean? Smarmy, what is that?
There was a cat called Rambo, and Rambo, we think, might have had special needs. Because he used to...
Why, was he in the same school as you?
Well, nice.
Ethan, yep. Rambo, yep. Here, sir.
Well, the irony in calling Rambo was because he was soft as shite, and obviously Rambo, the character's... tough as anything. But Rambo used to just sit on the chair all day and just dribble. And used to just be a puddle of dribble underneath the chair. Used to just sit there all day dribbling.
Hold on, we can't go any further.
Anymore?
So that's the only reason you thought he had special needs, because he dribbled?
We didn't do anything else. He used to just stare in the distance like that and just dribble. I was sitting on his chair and he just did that all his years.
That's got to be the end of the show.
Oh my God. I hope you enjoy these new Friday podcasts.
Fucking hell. Always a joy, Ethan.
Always a joy. Thank you very much for watching. We're looking for people to help us out. Get on to sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. And if you see any wacky, weird news stories, drop us an email with them. We'd love to read them out.
Send us your wacky news stories to sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back on Tuesday with a brand new episode.
See you in a bit.
Wave, Ethan.
See you later, everyone.